It's Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The cybersecurity market grows amid rising attack costs. AI scams, ransomware, and cloud exploits increase, yet MFA adoption doubles. And IT asset managers shift focus to SaaS, citing software spending waste in the public cloud. This is the business of tech. I haven't touched on security in a little bit, so let's revisit the topic. From Canalys, the worldwide cybersecurity market grew 12.5% year-on-year in Q1 2023 to $18.6 billion, outpacing the rest of the tech sector despite worsening macroeconomic conditions. Results were in line with Canalys' best-case forecasts. Identity security remained a high priority with a 14.3% increase, as well as securing hybrid workers, which drove investments within web and email security of 16%. New survey data from TechAisle, breaches cost SMBs an average of $1.2 million in data, productivity, compliance, and regulatory expenses, and staffing costs. In contrast, upper mid-market firms between 1,000 and 5,000 employees suffered an average loss of $28.6 million. The research also revealed that 56% of SMBs and 88% of upper mid-market firms experienced at least one cyber attack in the past year. 85% of SMBs are citing security as a top technology concern. A wrinkle in the data, too, while the number of organizations hit by ransomware attacks over the past year has stayed level, the data recovery cost has increased, both in ransomware payment and in restoring lost data. This from the Sophos State of Ransomware report. Across the board, the average ransom amount paid out almost doubled this year, tipping at $1.54 million compared to over $800,000 in the 2022 study. In addition, 40% forked out more than $1 million, up from just 11% last year, with 13% making ransom payments of at least $5 million this year. A report on the White House considering banning ransomware payments, well, the British government is increasingly concerned about keeping incident secrets. This from a recent National Cybersecurity Center advisory. Cloud attacks are up too. Exploitations targeting cloud infrastructure increased 95% from 2021 to 2022. That one from CrowdStrike. And add to the warnings to your customers, AI-based scams using cloned voices. They're up too. In a recent McAfee survey, 77% of victims in AI-enabled scam calls said they lost money. More than a third of those victims lost more than $1,000. And a note, St. Margaret's Health in Spring Valley, Illinois, closed last week, unable to recover from the costs of a 2021 ransomware attack. Examples abound. Billing is on hold at Idaho Galls Community Hospital as it recovers from a May 30th incident. A medical center in Tennessee was forced to shut down operations for 2 weeks after an April attack. Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare was shut down for a breach for 2 weeks in February. There is some good news in all this. Multi-factor authentication has nearly doubled since 2020, and phishing-resistant authenticators represent the best choice in terms of security and convenience for users, according to the Secure Sign-In Trends report from Okta. 90% of Okta administrators and 64% of users signed in using MFA during January 2023. Why do we care? Get that MFA into the field, that's for sure. Costs are going up dramatically around security, and that's the key message. Despite the sector's importance, I won't linger. There's nothing particularly groundbreaking in this news. This is very much a series of updates. IT asset managers are shifting their attention from data center and desktop software to cloud-based SaaS solutions, according to Flexera's State of ITAM report released last Tuesday. Nearly three-quarters of IT professionals responsible for enterprise software use and compliance expect increased scrutiny of SaaS solutions in the next 3 years. the company's survey of 500 IT asset managers found. The report found that more than two-thirds are eyeing the public cloud as a source of software spending waste. As companies push to optimize IT investments, curbing waste remains a problem. Respondents estimated that roughly one-third of enterprise spending across desktop, data center, SaaS, and as-a-service infrastructure is wasted. This from CIO Dive. Why do we care? I covered some software waste yesterday, too. This data point justifies that many SaaS management products focus on cost management. Consider this. Controlling costs can likely explain your existence as a service provider. That's a solid, better example of business impact pulled from my good, better, best model. It's about managing the costs of goods sold and is a critical success factor for an entire IT service provider. Are you fighting the constant problem of reconciling the billing of all the products and services that you sell? Imagine reconciling your billing with just a few clicks every month. No tab chaos, no revenue left on the table. Just getting paid for everything you do and without spending days to figure it out. And what if it was two-way and infinite connections with a single integration for MSPs and vendors? It can be done with Gradient Synthesize. Try it for free at meetgradient.com. Thanks for listening. Today, the summer solstice. So welcome to summer. We'll keep on going here at the Business of Tech, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.